This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Has our world gone insane to the point where it's like, you know, 100 million people are diabetic almost or on the verge of it. Another 50 million people in America are obese.
The Health Ranger Report.
And nobody's talking about, maybe we should stop making people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
In a weird sort of way, I want to thank the mainstream media for making our lives so much simpler by giving us a formula on how to make good decisions. And it's very simple. Do the opposite of what the media is telling you. The media lies about everything, especially when it comes to politics. And I'm talking about, of course, the corporate-run media, the legacy media. It used to be the mainstream media. Now, no intelligent person believes anything in the media. But you take this situation where they're jumping on Trump for his phone call to a widow, where they claim falsely, of course they're lying, they claim that Trump was insensitive and that he said something, that the guy signed up for the military and he knew the risks. Well, first of all, there's no recording of the phone call. And second of all, to have the president pick up the phone and call you is a great honor. Just the fact that he's taken time out of his incredibly busy schedule to call you and honor, if you're the widow, to honor your fallen husband who gave his life for his country, right? That is a great honor. And if the president didn't phrase it exactly correct for all these sensitive left-wing people, that's their problem. The president picked up the phone and called this woman, and she should, in addition to being sad for the loss of her husband, she should at least recognize that the president cared enough about his service to the country that he's willing to pick up the phone and call her. And for these Democrats to use that against the president to try to smear him dishonors all soldiers and all veterans. And by the way, I got to say, if that soldier, if he was a real soldier, he fought to defend the America that Donald Trump is trying to defend. The America that the left is trying to dismantle and destroy. The real insult to soldiers and veterans is the political left. They are the insult. They are the danger to America. They are the danger to our liberties. They are the ones who don't want a border. They don't want America to exist any longer. They don't want Christianity to exist. They don't want the Second Amendment to exist. And they hate soldiers just like they hate Trump, and they're willing to lie about everything. And that's the barometer here, see? The media has made our lives simpler in a way. If you're wondering, well, who should I vote for in an election? The answer is vote for whoever the media doesn't want you to vote for. If the media is promoting a candidate, you vote against that candidate. It's that simple. I gotta say, it has become a rule of thumb for me. In all future elections, I will never vote for a candidate that is favored by the left-wing media. Never. It doesn't matter to me what political party the person is. If they are favored by the media, I will vote against them. And I will spread this message. And it makes it so much simpler. You don't even have to argue about Republicans versus Democrats versus libertarians. The rule of thumb is so simple. Just vote against the media. If the media likes candidate A, you vote for candidate B. You see? Very simple. Same thing is true about food advice. Think about it. If the media is telling you, don't eat this food, it's dangerous, then you should probably eat that food, like they were attacking coconut oil a few months ago, saying it's dangerous for your heart. Believe it or not, what a bunch of morons. Coconut oil is great for your heart. Natural, unprocessed, healthy fats from the plant kingdom. Great for your heart. Media says it's bad for you. You should eat more. The media says something is good for you, you should probably avoid it, like vaccines. They're saying, take more vaccines. You need more shots. You need more mercury. Get this vaccine and that vaccine. 34, 37, 42 vaccines for children before age 3. And now it's up to 100 plus by the time they're age, 11 or whatever. It's insane. The media is telling you you should do it. that probably means you should not do it. Because the media lies constantly. That's all they do at this point. They're not journalists. They're not honest people. They don't care about children. They don't care about America. They don't care about the planet. It's all just a facade. They're faking it. They're evil. They crave power, political power. They want to enslave everybody and misinform people, destroy their political opponents like President Trump. The media lies all the time. And the only people who believe the media are those who don't have any other alternatives of where to get ideas. People who just tune into late night comedy or just tune into NPR or CNN, or they only read the New York Times because that's their Bible. Those are the people who are the most misinformed of all. And that's another great sin that the media has accomplished in our country, is brainwashing half the population, it seems, turning them into hate-filled, anti-American zombies who don't want to see this country succeed. They don't want to see Trump succeed. They don't want anything good to happen for the American people. They just want Republicans to fail. They want to punish the voters who supported Trump. They want to destroy the culture of Christianity, let's say. They want to destroy the economy. They want to punish the wealthy, not because they need tax money, just because they think no one should be allowed to really succeed in this country. They just want to punish everybody and destroy everything that has value. They work to destroy families. They're trying to destroy the male, you know, men in society. They're trying to destroy history. They're trying to destroy science and natural medicine. So all you have left is just pharmaceuticals and vaccines. The left will destroy everything if you give them an opportunity to do so. If you don't stop them, if you don't vote them out of office, take your power back, they will destroy everything that America stands for. They will destroy your life, your liberty, your pursuit of happiness, your economic future. They will destroy the environment, even though they claim they're pro-environment. They have no idea what it actually means to be sustainable. They have no clue. They will destroy everything, and they'll do it with the full support of the lying mainstream media. So again, whatever the media tells you to do, you should probably do the opposite in most cases. It's a very good rule of thumb. It simplifies life, really. The media is telling you, ask your doctor about Seroquel. You should probably not take Seroquel. You see what I mean? All those pharmaceutical ads and misinformation. If your doctor, if the media says infant formula is good for babies, you should probably recognize infant formula is not good for babies. Breast milk is what's good for babies, which is why women have breasts, by the way, in case you haven't noticed. How dare I point out biology? Oh my God. Female organs. In a society that thinks there's no such thing as a male or a female, that people can wave a magic wand over their genitals and transform into something that they are not. How dare I mention breasts? And yet, it's breasts that have nurtured humanity from the beginning of time. It's mother's milk, people, which is full of what? Saturated fats. Yes, you got it. Saturated fats, kind of like coconut oil, come to think of it, right? Saturated fats in the breast milk, because that's what human babies need. But today, you know, they try to, liberalism, the whole point of it is to rip rationality out of your mind, make you think that everything that's true is actually false, and make you believe all falsehoods are somehow true. The point of liberalism is to make sure that you cannot think for yourself, that you can't calculate anything, that you can't do math, that you can't even reason. That's the whole point of liberalism. And the media is there just to drive you insane and make you mentally ill so that you are equal to their mental illness, which is running rampant across the media, which is why they're so filled with hatred. They're seething with it. They are psychotic, sociopathic, former journalists who have decided to become journo-terrorists, spreading fear and disinformation in order to destroy America because they don't like the fact that not everybody wants to be a gender-confused, transgender, gay, queer, whatever, corporate-supporting person. They cannot stand the fact that there are heterosexual men in this country. They can't stand the fact that natural procreation is still preferred by most people. They can't stand the fact that men want to be men, and some women want to be women too. Imagine that. Drives them nuts. Drives them crazy. One day they'll teach that sex is something that happens between two men or two women, but it's unnatural from their point of view for a man and a woman to engage in such weird, bizarre acts. That's what will be taught to our school children before very long if the left wins the culture war. They're going to have to rewrite genetics and biology and body organs and everything, but that's okay. They're willing to do that, but first they have to rip rationality out of your mind, and that's the whole point of the media. So live your life in a simple way. Just do the opposite of everything the media tells you. Or, better yet, read Natural News and learn to think for yourself, make your own decisions, live a healthier life, happier life, rooted in reality, reason, in real biology, real ethics, real morality, honesty, transparency, all of those things. That's what we stand for at Natural News. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can check out more of my information at naturalnews.com or listen to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.